This is Ian Dayborn. Cambridge 105 Radio.
We've got some live music. We like a bit of live music coming up. And the person who's going to be performing it is award-winning Best Female Artist 2 years running on the NMG Awards, Ellie Dixon. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
And now I'm going to ask you how you're feeling. And you can be honest because you've got a bug, haven't you?
Yeah, perfect timing as always.
You've got your... what have you got in that mug there?
I think it's lemon green tea.
Lemon green tea.
Medicate.
Lovely. Do you know, I a guest came in here. I don't drink tea, so I'm not very good at making it. I can just about manage standard tea. But some guests came in and somebody said, Ian, make them some tea.
Oh, no.
And I went to the thing over there and I didn't realise it was the lemon green tea. So
Brilliant.
I got the tea bags, made it all up and then put milk in it and gave it to them. And they didn't. They took them about 5 minutes. And then one of them said, "This what's in this tea? It's disgusting." But there you go. So you've travelled back for the weekend. You're currently studying, aren't you?
Yes.
And I'm going to embarrass you now because I'm very impressed because you're doing a maths degree at Warwick University.
Yeah.
And getting into Warwick University is like, well, it's on a par with Cambridge, isn't it, in terms of entry requirements?
It was a bit of a challenge.
out of curiosity, what made you pick Warwick over? Because I'm assuming you could probably have gone to Cambridge and gone to Sydney Sussex and done maths, couldn't you? What made you not do that?
Well, actually, Cambridge didn't give me an interview.
Oh, did they not?
No, they didn't.
Well, shame on them.
But actually, I was quite relieved because the interviews are absolutely terrifying.
Are they?
Yeah, but it was funny because I went to quite a lot of Cambridge Open Days and thought, yeah, this is quite nice. And then I just went to the Warwick Open Day and I was like, oh my God, this is the place for me. It just sometimes you go to a place and you just know that's where you want to be.
Yeah, well, my daughter, who's also called Eleanor, Ellie, exactly the same thing. She also did maths and she went to Newcastle and we went and looked at... we did go to Warwick, but she saw the entry requirements. She didn't do quite as well as you did in your A-level, so we didn't stay there too long. But we went to York and we looked at Birmingham, all the kind of Russell Group ones, Newcastle, when we went to Newcastle, I hadn't been to Newcastle before, but she was like, that's where I want to go.
Yeah.
And from that moment, and so she got her grades that she needed and she got into Newcastle.
Fantastic.
So excellent. So you're in your final year, you were saying, and then you're going to really focus on, cracking the big time.
Yeah.
Becoming a pop star.
Don't want to jinx it. I've always had to put music off a little bit, in that I've always had A-levels or degrees, so whenever there's been a big commitment, I've had to think, can I really do this? Do I have the time? I've also got homework and assignments and things. I just want a year where there's no pressure. I'm going to live at home, so there's no pressure to get a job because I'm not paying rent yet. I think as soon as you'll start paying rent, then it's sort of, you need a job alongside stuff. So
absolutely.
I want to just... yeah, have the free time to really just go for it. And then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but no regrets.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You're going to play a couple of songs for us this morning. And
yes.
Tell us about the first song you're going to play.
This first one is called Venus and Mars. It's off my new EP.
Right.
This song, my friend came up to me recently after a breakup and had said that there weren't enough breakup songs that weren't just like, oh, screw you. It was, she wanted a breakup song that was just sort of a bit more like, it didn't work out, that kind of sucks, oh well. So that's kind of what I did with this song.
Excellent. Yes. Okay, what's the EP called, by the way?
The EP's called Growing Pains. It's out everywhere, Spotify, iTunes, everything. I released it about a month and a half ago. I'm super excited, so check it out.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's now we're going to hear from the EP, Growing Pains, Ellie Dixon, When You're Ready, Venus and Mars.
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Please, young couple, try to believe us. We swear that's the way it is. And you two would have such cute kids. You are the match and she is the fire. She's got the spark to light your desire. With her, you would have no flame. And she'd be on her own again. And we don't care if you think that this little thing just won't work out. Cause remember, you need your fairy tale. And we've got happiness for sale. Close your eyes and count to 10. Breathe in and breathe out again. It is all just clear as day to me. We're not written in the stars. This thing was just not made to last. We're no match made in heaven. Time to put this in the past. We're not where we want to be. So what do we do now? You tell me. Cause I'm no Venus and you're no Mars. And we're not written in the stars. Written in the stars. Oh. Men are from this place and women are from that. And don't try to argue, this is just fact. And what will you do if you are lonely? Just convince yourself he's your one and only. We don't care if you think that this little thing just won't work out. Cause remember you need your fairy tale. And we've got happiness for sale. Close your eyes and count to ten. Breathe in and breathe out again. It is all just clear as day to me. We're not written in the stars. This thing was just not made to last. We're no match made in heaven. Time to put this in the past. We're not where we want to be. So what do we do now? You tell me. Cause I'm no Venus and you're no Mars. And we're not written in the stars. Oh, written in the stars. Oh. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. We got the facts, the truth hurts, you need us. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. We got the facts, the truth hurts, you need us. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. We got the facts, the truth hurts, you need us. We got the facts, the truth hurts, you need us. We're not written in the stars. This thing was just not made to last. We're no match made in heaven. Time to put this in the past. We're not where we want to be. So what do we do now? You tell me. Cause I'm no Venus and you're no Mars. I'm no Venus. We're not written in the stars. This thing was just not made to last. We're no match made in heaven. Time to put this in the past. We're not where we want to be. So what do we do now? You tell me. Cause I'm no Venus and you're no Mars. And we're not written in the stars.
Oh, fantastic. That's really, really good. Excellent. Lovely, terrific song, and I love the lyrics as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually wrote the chorus a long time ago, like maybe 3 years ago.
Yes.
But could never write the verses around it, and it was only when my friend came to me that I thought, no, right, I'm gonna actually finish this song and write around it.
Wow. And so writing the whole thing, what for you? Bit of a cliche question, I know, but what generally comes first? Is it the words or the music?
Generally the music. I very much like to write around like a sound or an idea more than I don't really tend to explicitly write about sort of things that are happening to me in my life and stuff. I prefer to kind of let that influence what I write, but I definitely go off finding like a really nice chord progression or something first.
And do you have to say, right, I'm now going to write a song and sit down and plan to do it? Or are you somebody who just suddenly has an idea and then you have to get a bit of paper and write it down because you've had an idea?
Think a bit of both. Sometimes you do just get that spark where you're like, oh my God, I have this idea, I've got to do it before I forget it. But sometimes you do just have to be a bit disciplined, because I've had times where it's been like 3 months and I've not come up with anything, and you do just sort of have to go, no, right, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to think about this, because some songs come really easily and I think some you do have to kind of labour over a bit and
sure.
Put the love into it and the time.
And you said you had the chorus for that one a while ago. Was that because you couldn't get beyond the chorus, so you shoved it in a drawer?
Well, it was just, I loved it so much, and it is quite catchy.
It is.
I wanted a catchy song. Yeah, I wanted verses that stuck with the theme and was just as catchy but didn't overpower the chorus. It was... I think when you have a portion of a song that you really love, it's you're not happy until like everything around it is perfect as well. So I was very critical with anything I was writing around it to make sure that was also...
It went with the quality of the chorus that you'd come up with. And how long have you been writing songs and been interested in music?
Gosh, songwriting... I always lose track of time because it always is a lot longer than it feels. I think it's probably about 4 years now.
Oh, right, not that long then.
Yeah, no, not massively long. It was... Actually, no, must be five now. That's scary. I started songwriting when I got into singing, which only really started in year 10 and 11, so I was 15-ish at the time. Because I got some free singing lessons because I took music GCSE because I really enjoyed music, but singing just wasn't really... I wasn't really switched onto it at the time. I always sung in choirs and things, but it wasn't quite the same thing. But then I got some free singing lessons, and then one lesson... I played a cover that I'd just sort of gone away and tinkered with and came back and really enjoyed it. And my singing teacher was just like, oh, where did that come from? So then I just sort of kept going from there. She was amazing and really kept pushing me, going, right, no, you need to keep writing and covering things. And, yeah, that eventually evolved into songwriting. And then I just really loved it. It's so creative, and I've always loved creative writing and things, so I think it was actually evolved quite naturally.
Well, you're going to perform another song for us now. Tell us about the second song. Is this also from Growing Pains, your current EP?
This is my favourite song from Growing Pains.
Okay.
Probably the hardest to perform live, so excuse the blocked nose. This one's called Freak. I just love it so much. I think in this summer, once I'd done about half of the EP already, and it's just really fun. It's just about being weird and embracing it and not feeling the need to fit in, I guess.
And not about you?
No. Oh, yeah.
Well, slightly, I had to ask.
Slightly based on me.
Slightly. Oh, because you said that your songs aren't kind of autobiographical. You tend to... So I just wondered, any particular thing or
that,
person or...
This one is a lot more close to home than a lot of songs of mine, I think. I do kind of want to embrace... I never want to do things just to fit in, I think. And I always want to encourage people to... be as weird as they can, especially girls. I feel like I want my music to give young girls a good message, because I think music is a really good way of getting through to people.
Sure, yeah, no, so, absolutely.
This song is just about embracing being who you are.
Okay, well, embracing who she is.
Yes.
from her EP, which is Growing Pains, which is available for download. You can get it from all the download sites, Spotify, everywhere. It's there, Growing Pains. Put it in. Ellie Dixon.
Google it.
Yeah. And Freak.
Yes.
Where did the quirky go? It's all hopeless in love, all Bridget Jones, all dancing around in pretty clothes and singing along to heartfelt love songs. Where did the funny go? It's all Polaroids and strike a pose. Need someone else to make you glow. Can't help yourself when they get you low. What happened to El Natural? We hurt ourselves to boost morale. Oh, tell me where's the rationale in this collagen and waxing battle royale? Where's the rationale? So be a freak. No, I don't mean cute freak. You gotta dot the I's and cross the T's on everything that makes you unique. It's not about looking pretty. It's not about looking effortless yet gorgeous. So put your hair wherever it wants to go, where the brightest clothes and the sun will follow you home. Follow you home. Where did the safety go? It's all stay indoors when the lights get low. Oh, watch yourself and watch your clothes. Who could be out there? Heaven knows. And somehow in their line of thought, it's the girls who should be taught the self-control and speed of thought to stay alert so they don't get caught. So they don't get caught. So be a freak. No, I don't mean cute freak. You gotta dot the I's and cross the T's on everything that makes you unique. It's not about looking pretty. It's not about looking effortless yet gorgeous. So put your hair wherever it wants to go, where the brightest clothes and the sun will follow you home. Follow you home. Just be a freak. Just for the day, you will have more fun anyway. just be a freak, just for the day. You will have more fun anyway. Just be a freak, just for the day. You will have more fun, more fun. So be a freak. No, I don't mean cute freak. You gotta dot the I's and cross the T's on everything that makes you unique. It's not about looking pretty, it's not about looking effortless yet gorgeous. So put your hair wherever it wants to go, where the brightest clothes. So be a freak. No, I don't mean cute freak. You gotta dot the I's and cross the T's on everything that makes you unique. It's not about looking pretty, it's not about looking effortless yet gorgeous. So put your hair wherever it wants to go, where the brightest clothes and the sun will follow you home.
Hey, fantastic. Ellie Dixon performing Freak from her EP, Growing Pains. And before that, you heard Venus and Mars. So, Ellie, thank you very much indeed for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You've been a top guest.
Thank you.
And we've taken our picture, and it's my photographic skills, so it's not the world's best picture, we'll tweet it out there. And all the very best with your final year,
thank you.
That maths degree.
Yes, hopefully.
And then with going on to become a superstar in the singer-songwriter world. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, listen, lovely to chat to you, and thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you for having me.